You know, I've been out in the barn and moved something, and rats and mice start running everywhere. Man, I'm over there dancing all of them. Every once in a while, one of them run up my britches leg, you know, when he run it. I'll just reach up and get him, you know, kill him, mash, throw, drop him on the floor. I mean, you're not supposed to be afraid of this thing. If you're afraid of a little mouse, and the devil walks in and says, I'm the devil, I'm going to kill you. You know what most of us would do? We'd just have a heart attack and die right there in his presence. Now then, if the devil shows up, I want to take you to Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and I want to show you in Luke 10, 19 and 20, what our King says we can do to the devil as children of God. Now this is written in the Word of God. Luke 10, 19 and 20. Jesus is talking, and I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. How much power did he give you? He has given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes, which is the devil, and scorpions, his demons, and you can crush them. Nothing will injure you. So why do you need to be afraid of the devil? If the King made you that statement and give you that kind of power over the devil, why should you be afraid of the devil? Once you get your sins repented of, now, as long as you've got sin in your life, you better be afraid of the beast because you can't kick him out. But if you've got all your sins repented of, do you have to be afraid of the devil? No. 2,000 years ago, plus, the King came to the earth and defeated this beast. And then he gave this power to you and me. And I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among the devil and his demons, and you can crush them, and nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits have to obey you. What? Evil spirits have to do what?
Obey.
Obey who?
Believer.
Me. That's right. You, the believer. The evil spirits have to believe. They have to obey you. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven. Are you a child of God? Thank you, Lord. My name's written in the Lamb Book of Life. I'm going to be there with you one day. But in the meantime, we got a battle to fight down here near the earth. And under this new covenant, I have been given all power over the devil. So the devil shows up in my house. In fact, you know what? I was laying there in my bed one night, praying and worshiping the King. And all of a sudden, a thunderstorm come up. And I heard light thunder, you know, and I knew it was lightning a little out there every once in a while. All of a sudden, I heard kabam! And I'm telling you, you would have thought it was right in my bed. I never even flinched. I just continued to worship and praise God. I looked up and I said, Devil, that sure was close, but you missed. So I continued to worship and praise the King. Didn't say a thing. Next morning, I got up, walked outside, and looked up. And the top 3 feet of the 4x2 brick chimney on my house was gone. I said, Devil, you really did get close. A lightning bolt hit my house, hit my chimney, and knocked at least 200 brick out of my chimney. And that fireplace is only a few feet from where I was laying. You don't know why that sounded like it was loud in my bedroom? I didn't even flinch. Why can you not flinch? I mean, who am I in Christ? How much power have I been given over this beast? I mean, if you told me I had all power over the devil, I might be concerned. But when Jesus told me that, hey, that makes all the difference in the world, young man, doesn't it? The King. The King. Now then, anytime the devil shows up, who shows up right with him? The King. When the devil shows up and said, I'm going to get you this time. Where is the greater one? Where is Jesus? In there. That's right, young lady. He's in you. So now then, Jesus is raising up in you by the power of the Holy Ghost and says, tell that beast to leave you. He does not have no legal claim to you. He has no claim on you. You're not walking in sin. You belong to me. So you tell the devil, devil, go away in the name of Jesus. And if you don't go away pretty quick, you get bold with him and authoritative with him. And I can just see the devil saying, I'm not going to go away. I'm going to get him. And just about the time that devil says, I'm going to penetrate him and do something to him, just about the time he starts in me and he has no legal claim, I can see the king step up in front of me and said, okay, devil, did you hear what my son said? Did you hear what he said? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I heard what he said. He said, well, then hit the trail. And so the devil says, okay, I'm going. Did the king defeat the devil 2,000 years ago? How much power did he give you and me over him? So why should we be afraid of the devil? So if that's the case, why are you afraid of a little thing like a wasp when it flies in? You know, just like Dave and I last night. Of course, Dave, he likes to see everything live since he's got his healing, you know. He wants everything to live. But I ain't there. I never got a healing like that. So when we walk up somewhere, if there's a mouse and I cover something, there's a mouse there, I stomp him, you know. If I walk up and there's a bunch of spiders hanging off a web, I walk up and kill them all. You know, the other day I opened the door on my car and there's a wasp nest, two big old red wasps on it. I reached up and kicked my foot right in the end of that and knocked the nest down. The two wasps started flying. One of them flew right at me and I said, bam, killed him. The other one landed on the hood of the car and I reached over and slapped him. I said, okay, that's over now. Just get in the car. I'm gone. How much power do I have over the enemy? Do I have to be afraid of anything? Only if I want to be. Only if I want to be. I don't have to be. You got to get to where you believe these scriptures. You know that? How much power do we have over the devil? And I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk amongst the devil and his demons and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because these evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. That's given to you. Now then, why will that not work for you sometimes? What if you're living in unbelief? Will it work for you then? Nope. What if you got a sin in your life? Won't work then either. So what's the moral of the story? Repent of your sins and believe the Word of God, right? I don't know about you, but I like living on this side of the cross, don't you? I like living over here where God's made peace with us, where He's forgiven us all of our sins. Because under that old covenant, even David, when David begged and pleaded with God because of his sin, he didn't heal that baby, did he? That baby died. But today, God's made peace with us through the blood of His Son. If you stay in faith today, and you got all your sins repented of, you can stay in faith. And just like that precious little granddaughter of mine that stood right here a while ago. I mean, when I walked in that hospital room 6 years ago, and looked down at that little girl and her body swelled, all her face tore all to pieces, when the doctor said, I'm sorry, sir, it's over. She'll die any second. Where are you going with that? No. She ain't going to die. But sir, you don't understand. Her brain stem was severed in the accident. Her eyes were jerked out of her brain. Her skull is crushed in 5 places. She's got a hole completely through her skull right here in the front where it crushed it. Her face is swelled twice its size and cut and lacerated, and all the bones around her eyes are crushed. Her eyes are swelled so you can't hardly see her eyes. Her little lungs are crushed. Her right knee is crushed. Her left leg's broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. It's impossible. She cannot live. What does Luke 1:37 say? Now we come down to the point under the new covenant. Who are we going to believe? with Luke 1:37? What does that say? Do we believe that? Obviously we do not in the church. Because what does that say is impossible with God? I mean, you got to begin to think like God. I mean, you know, I've been an engineer for a lot of years, and I've built a lot of big buildings, designed a lot of equipment, done a lot of things and everything. But if somebody were to ask me, like God asked Job, Job, where were you when I decided to lay the foundations to the earth? Did I have to ask you to? Well, if he'd have asked me how to lay the foundations of the earth, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have a clue where to put them. I got to have something to start with. If I got an earth, I can dig holes, pier holes, and put foundation beams in it, and I can build a building that'll stand, and it won't fall. But if God said, oh, by the way, son, I want you to go off out yonder in space about 20 million light years away, and I want you to build me another earth. I believe that job's a little bigger than I can handle right now, don't you, son? Just a little bigger than we can handle. But with God, what's impossible? Nothing. And if he built this beautiful thing we're living on, don't you think he can surely put a little girl back together? Especially if he made me some promises in his word that said he would. Let's go from here to John 15:7, and I'll show you one of the promises. It has a requirement. I'll show you one of the promises I used to get Caitlin healed. John 15:7. But and if. Now, anytime you see a but and an if, you know you're in trouble. But that's what it says. But if you stay joined to me and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like and it will be granted to you. Is that an awesome promise from God to you? So why if we got all these wonderful promises available to us today, why do we allow the enemy to beat up on us so much of the time as the church? Same reason he beat up on me all those years. I didn't know these promises. I didn't know they belonged to me. I didn't know he really meant what he said. But look at that. But if you stay joined to me. And in fact, show that to us in the King James, Dave. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.